This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. This week, President Trump sent to Congress a proposal to slash the USDA budget by more than $228 billion over 10 years, including $38 billion from farm programs. This proposal would fail agriculture and rural America, and for that reason, the American Farm Bureau cannot support it. Farm Bureau members are concerned about the federal budget deficit. We believe agriculture should do its fair share to get us back into fiscal discipline and a balanced budget, but we've already done more than our fair share. When Congress passed the 2014 Farm Bill, it was estimated to cut the deficit by $23 billion over 10 years. Agriculture was the only sector that voluntarily offered savings during the 113th Congress when the 2014 Farm Bill was passed. Before that, Congress passed budget reconciliation bills that targeted agriculture for savings. In fact, it is difficult to think of another sector that has done as much as agriculture to address the national deficit. Farmers and ranchers tend to be fiscally conservative, but we are not martyrs. We should not be expected to sacrifice more when we've already done more than virtually any other sector. And we certainly shouldn't be asked to do so at a time of depressed farm prices and income. The president's budget proposals typically are declared dead on arrival in Congress. The president's budget submission checks a procedural box, but it's Congress that writes and passes the budget. The American Farm Bureau Federation will work with the appropriate committees in Congress to ensure that we maintain programs that help farmers manage risks and help rural communities survive. The U.S. House is slated to vote on H.R. 953, bipartisan legislation that clarifies congressional intent regarding regulation of the use of pesticides in or near navigable waters. The legislation corrects duplicative requirements associated with the Environmental Protection Agency's National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System pesticide permit by specifying that NPDES permits are not needed for lawful application of pesticides. This will reduce red tape and legal liabilities associated with the lawful use of pesticides in protecting public health and food security. AFBF strongly supports the legislation and is urging House members to support it. The Agriculture Department's National Agricultural Statistics Service recently released its monthly milk production report for April 2017. According to the report, the U.S. dairy herd continued to outpace last year's production figures on all accounts, increasing milk per cow by 24 pounds and total production by 336 million pounds. It is also the sixth consecutive month of rising milk cow numbers, bringing the total dairy herd to 9.39 million head, a level not seen since 1995. Milk production year to date has shown steady gains. January through April is up 1.3%. Farmers and ranchers need the economic benefits that will follow from tax reform, AFBF told Congress in testimony submitted to the House Ways and Means Committee last week. Weather, high debt service, a lack of liquidity, and the difficulties of passing on land from one generation to the next all make taxation an important issue for farmers and ranchers. AFBF asked legislators to ensure that tax reform results in lower effective tax rates for small and family-owned farms and ranches, as well as for corporations. There is no question that one of the big winners in the growth in demand for soybeans from China has been U.S. soybean producers. A recent Market Intel article, China's Insatiable Demand for Soybeans, highlighted the growth in U.S. exports to China since China joined the World Trade Organization in 2001. Each month, China imports hundreds of millions of bushels of soybeans and soy byproducts, not only from the U.S., but from Brazil and from Argentina as well. The big winners in the rush to satisfy Chinese demand are clearly U.S. farmers, but another big winner is hot on our heels, South America. The Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee recently approved the Farm Bureau-supported Regulatory Accountability Act of 2017. The bill would make fundamental reforms to the Administrative Procedure Act. Specifically, the measure would require a cost-benefit analysis of proposed regulations, invite early public participation on major rules, and require federal agencies to disclose the information they rely on. When the government proposes rules, we should all have ample opportunity to evaluate and comment on the proposals. All too often, this doesn't happen. Agencies must engage in greater outreach and do so sooner in the process. Increased transparency and disclosure can only help to instill greater confidence in the system. That confidence is too lacking today, AFBF President Zippy Duvall said in a statement released soon after the legislation was introduced. AFBF is accepting applications for the 2018 Rural Entrepreneurship Challenge through June 30th. The Rural Entrepreneurship Challenge is a national business competition focused exclusively on rural entrepreneurs working in food and agriculture-related businesses. It allows individuals in rural America to craft their innovative ideas into profitable businesses through mentorship and financial assistance. Rural entrepreneurs will compete for $145,000 in startup funds and receive advice on their business ventures from proven leaders in business development and the agribusiness industry. Are you ready to be the next Rural Entrepreneur of the Year? As you get ready to apply for the Rural Entrepreneurship Challenge, keep in mind that your great business idea alone won't set you apart from the pack. If you've got the drive and ingenuity to run your own business, you're halfway there. To take your application across the finish line, read the May 17th Focus on Ag column on the AFBF website for three ways to make sure your business stands out. The recent announcement of an agreement to restart U.S. beef exports to China could be worth more than $2 billion to U.S. agriculture. Dave Salmonson, Senior Director of Congressional Relations at AFBF, explained that China's beef market is growing. Salmonson said as China improves economically, more people moving into the middle class, they're looking to improve their diets, and then they're looking to purchase more beef. Currently, most of their beef is coming in from Argentina, Uruguay, Brazil, Australia, but there certainly is an opportunity for a grain-fed U.S. beef. As the Treasury Department reviews all the significant tax regulations issued on or after January 1, farmers and ranchers are calling on the administration to withdraw proposed changes that would limit the use of discount valuation for estate tax purposes. The proposed changes would significantly endanger the future of family farms in America. They wrongly set forth more restrictive rules for using valuation discounts that would make it more difficult for our nation's family-owned farms and ranches to survive intergenerational transfers, AFBF President Zippy Duvall said in a letter to Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue. Some exciting changes in the 2017 Census of Agriculture will attempt to capture more nuances in demographics compared to prior surveys. In many ways, it will be the same survey respondents saw in 2012, 2007, 2002, and 1997, but in some important ways, including but not limited to demographic changes, it will try to better capture the landscape of a nuanced agricultural industry. The 2017 Census of Agriculture will arrive at your door later this year to be returned to the Agriculture Department by February 5th. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day and God bless America.